How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. 6-1, guys. I think that we've started off pretty dang strong. Juan Soto, electric. Aaron Judge, we talked about him yesterday as a concern. Obviously, we said it's a matter of when, if not if. And yesterday, he has a home run and a double. Answered the call, stepped up when the Yankees needed him, helped in extra innings with that double to drive in a couple runs. This is exactly what we needed. The Yankees are, you know, looking pretty solid for the most part. And the one word I would use to describe them is resilient. They've come back four different times from deficits in these six wins. And that's pretty exciting because this team last year, when they got down run, two, three runs, they were not coming back. You know, we knew that the game was over with the second they were down. Even when they were up, we were concerned. So this is very, very exciting for the Yankees. And they were going back and forth with Arizona yesterday, managed to stifle them anyway. And it was exciting. You know, this is a good team. And by the way, the bullpen, really freaking good. One specific player we're going to talk about today in this segment, Ian Hamilton, the Ham Dog. The guy is absolutely lights out. And I think there's a conversation, Ryan, that we need to have that he's one of the best bullpen pitchers in baseball because his slambio, and that's the pitch they call that slider changeup combination, is straight up like a ghost pitch. It looks like it's coming in at a certain spot and it just disappears, drops like a rock right below batters swinging at it. And it's really impressive. We're going to break down his metrics, break down how he's looked so far. And I think there is a conversation also to have, like, do the Yankees keep him in the role he's in right now, or do you consider using him as your primary closer? Clay Holmes has been good, don't get me wrong, but there has been some moments where I've been like, all right, like, I'm a little bit nervous right now. Do you think about moving Hamilton into that primary closer role where he's lights out and he is ice in his veins? But before we dive into Hamilton, my friend, how you do today?
I mean, I'm doing great. The Yankees are 6-1. The dogs, the dogs are out. And the Yankees are 6-1. You get two series wins against two very good ball clubs. We're talking about a Houston Astros team that went to the ALCS last year, that went, you know, that won the American League West. That, I mean, you could say it was a dogfight against the Rangers. If they got to the World Series, I think we would have expected them to beat the Diamondbacks, who did get to the World Series and beat some really good teams on the way, took down the Phillies, took down the Dodgers, got a lot better. They add Eugenio Suarez. They add Jordan Montgomery. They add Eduardo Rodriguez. Now, we didn't get to really see their pitching additions. They've lost their closer as well for a little bit in Paul Sewald, but it's like the Yankees are walking in there fully healthy. They don't got their ace. They can't go, oh, we lost with Nestor Cortez on the mound. Our ace is going up to be the stopper. It was Carlos Rodon, and, you know, kudos to Carlos Rodon, who the command isn't really there, but the stuff is, and you kind of expect that because the stuff is there, the command will fall in line down the road and that they'll get strikeouts, then he'll look a little bit better, but the ERA is good, and I think that's a good start for Rodon. You know, I feel like you start looking at this team and you start going, all right, who's the MVP thus far? And you can look at some of the hitters. Maybe it's Volpe, maybe it's Soto, maybe it's you know, again, like, you could look at kind of around the diamond who's really the MVP right now. But I'd say the guy who's kind of quietly gone on their radars, maybe their best performer thus far, is Ian Hamilton. His slambio, as you mentioned, is disgusting. It's one of the best breaking balls. I don't even know if you can really call it a breaking ball. What do you even call it, right? Like, it's this 89 mile per hour breaking ball changeup that doesn't spin a ton. 1500 RPMs of spin. It's got either glove side or arm side movement, depending on kind of how he spins the ball and that gyroscopic spin. It is gross. A 66.7% whiff rate on it thus far. Last year, 42.5%. It is a nasty pitch that hitters just can't figure out. The sinker, I feel like he's even throwing harder. Like, he looks, I think he has half a tick up on all of his pitches, and that's given him a little bit of better stuff. Like, his sinker is moving 2 more inches on average to the arm side. His fastball is actually getting a lot more vertical ride and more arm side run. So he's just throwing these nasty pitches from this low slot. I mean, he just looks gross out there. Hamilton, the Ham Dog, whatever you want to call him, as a New York Yankee, has a 2.40 ERA. The Yankees picked this guy up out of nowhere. He has, I think, it's until 2029. He's a free agent after the 2028 season, from my understanding. That is an unbelievable amount of club control for a guy who's just been a dog for you. This is one of the better relievers in baseball. I'd argue he is a top 20 reliever in the sport right now. And Alex, when you start looking at what the Yankees are going to need to do this year to be great, they're going to need their bullpen to step up. And they have. Like, you could look at that game, too, against the Diamondbacks where Cousins gives up that three-run blast, and it's like, all right, the bullpen didn't really do their job here. But what they did do was eat innings. Jake Cousins threw 40 pitches. That saved the bullpen. That is why they won in Game 3. You look at what Victor Gonzalez was able to do. Luke Weaver in game one eating those three innings for you. You know, having guys in your bullpen who are stepping up. Hell, I even want to give a shout out to Clay Holmes because he stepped out for that second inning and he got that strikeout against Suarez. And I talked about this on the live stream. Had he not gotten that strikeout against Suarez, let's say he fell 3-1 the count, which he did, and then walked Suarez. It's bases loaded, nobody out, and Ferguson comes into the game. We know he strikes a guy out and then gives up a hit to Barrosa. He doesn't get to just walk Gabriel Moreno to face the pitcher. He has to face Gabriel Moreno, who's slugging over 500 against lefties in his career. So, you know, the Yankees really got to avoid some tough matchups and got the benefit of the doubt. Everyone goes, they're lucky that they got to face a pitcher to end the game. No, it's called being so good that you were able to navigate through the lineup multiple times and having the bullpen depth to get through that lineup. And obviously the MVP, the core centerpiece behind that bullpen thus far, has been Hamilton. 8 outs? That's huge. 8 outs from a reliever is massive. That's unbelievable. That's game defining. It's the ability to go in there and say, 2 on, 1 out, double play. These guys are coming up, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. It doesn't matter who he faces. It doesn't matter if it's... He got all three of those strikeouts in that seventh inning against lefties. Like, he can get anybody out. There's nobody he can't get out. And I think that's such a big part of this team. The bullpen's been so good. MLB.com, what happened? What, you guys didn't rank us in the top 10 for bullpens. I mean, I don't really understand. What does this bullpen got to do, you know? This bullpen, you can say, oh, they don't have marquee names. Oh, Clay Holmes isn't that good. This, and that. All I know is that Clay Holmes is the top 15 WAR since becoming a Yankee. All I know is that this bullpen is the best ERA in baseball spanning back to 2022. All I know is that it doesn't matter who's in that bullpen. Matt Blake, Sam Breen, everybody involved, Mike Harkey, Desi Drusel. They're going to get the most out of these guys. These guys are ballers. This bullpen so far, and Ian Hamilton leading it, they're the MVP this far with this team.
I mean, look, the Yankees are just a pitching factory. They find guys. I mean, Nick Birdie's another great example of that. Ian Hamilton last year, we're like, who the hell is this guy? He was, you know, came out of nowhere. They acquired him, you know, during the offseason. We're like, all right, another bullpen arm. We'll see what happens. Was absolutely electric during spring training. We're like, okay, like, you know, spring training, grain of salt. Then he comes out as a 2.64 ERA last year with over 58 innings. Was absolutely phenomenal. And 5.2 innings into the season this year, has not allowed a run, a 0.84 FIP, 11-12 strikeouts per nine. I mean, 100% left on base percentage. His ground ball rate is up to 55.6%. And by the way, Ryan, his fastball velocity is up an entire mile an hour, from 96.3 miles an hour to 97.3 miles an hour. So he's generating more velocity early on in the season, at least. And he's generating similar spin rates and metrics. So, you know, you look at the slider, that Slambeau pitch, he's tossed it a lot of times. 59% of his pitches have been that Slambeau pitch, that slider. 11 at-bats. No one's even gotten close to a hit. And this is the most impressive part, Ryan. 66.7% whiff rate and a 46.7% put away rate. These are numbers that you just do not find from specific pitches a lot of times. Ian Hamilton has got like struck gold with this pitch. It has the movement of a slider and a changeup. It dips and moves and curves and bends. And the Yankees are leveraging it a lot. 59% usage. They're like, why fix something that's not broken? You know, why even go away from that pitch? Keep throwing it. Keep using it. Batters can't even get a freaking sniff of where it's going. So, you know, it's really exciting to see how this pitch has developed, how Ian Hamilton has become one of the Yankees' most sought after, most, you know, highly valuable bullpen arms. And by the way, and Ryan, this is my favorite part, and I know you're going to love this too. You want to know when Ian Hamilton hits free agency? I don't know if you know this.
I think he's after 2028, right? It's like 4 years of club control, if I'm not mistaken.
29. He hits free agency. Ian Hamilton hits free agency. He's 28 years old in 2029. This season, he's making under $1 million. So go look at how much Josh Hader is getting paid per season, and he's blown a couple games already this year. Ian, I'm not saying, you know, Ian Hamilton is as good as Josh Hader or will, you know, pitch as many innings or is the same player at all. But if they can get similar value at under $1 million with another 5 years of team control, you're looking at substantial value. You know, you're looking at our next, I mean, look, he's a righty, but I really do believe that if, you know, Clay Holmes is going to be a free agent after this season, is Ian Hamilton the long-term closer for this Yankee team? And I honestly think he should be. He really should be. He should be your highest leverage pitcher if you're going to a guy and you need him to close a game, if you need him to get through a couple of really difficult outs, you know, whether it be in the eighth inning and it's the top of the order of the opposing team, that's the guy you want. You know, that Ian Hamilton is the guy you want. Look, Clay Holmes is great. High ground ball rates, nasty sinker, solid slider. You know, this is just how it goes for the Yankees. They find value where people aren't looking. What are your thoughts about Hamilton being the closer long term? And do you think the role that they've been playing with right now, Hamilton being that kind of setup man for Clay Holmes, do you think that's the preferred kind of strategy for now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they should keep Hamilton as a setup guy. I know people hate hearing that. Like, they're like, well, I want Clay Holmes and his ground balls out of the closer spot. Guess what also Ian Hamilton gets? Ground balls. Like, I know small sample size, Hamilton has way more strikeouts than Holmes thus far, but Hamilton has consistently had a strikeout rate around Clay Holmes's. It's around 28-27%. You know, and Clay Holmes is a kind of a one-inning guy, right? Like, you can get, like, the Yankees stretched him out for a little bit yesterday. They got about four outs out of him yesterday. I mean, you could argue with the error from Volpe, they got, like, five or six. Like, that game should not have gone into the 11th, respectfully. Like, we all, if you watched the game, you knew that game should not have gone to the 11th inning. That game should have ended in the 10th. Holmes got the ground balls. The plays weren't made. It is what it is. But getting back to Hamilton here, in that kind of setup, like, super high leverage mode, if we're talking about first and second, one out, who do you want in the 7th inning? I want my best reliever. I need to get out of it. The 9th inning, we'll figure out the 9th inning. 9th inning, we'll get there when we get there. The offense might put up more runs. The opposing hitters might come through in that 7th inning, and then you don't even have a lead to talk about in the 9th. I need my best guy coming out. I need a guy I know can get lefties and righties out. I need a guy who I can just throw him out there, and there are no questions about him. And that right now is Ian Hamilton. Keep him in that role. Let him pitch the 7th and 8th inning. Let him get used like that. Loaiziga is a guy who is kind of trying to be developing into this, like, Michael King multi-inning relief role. And shout out to Loaiziga. You know, the first two outings, the first outing was good. Second outing was a little rough. Third outing, this one has looked just three batters, three up, three down. Didn't need to be used for that second inning because the Yankees thought they were going to close that game out in the 10th. Again, kind of like the errors blew that, but it is what it is. You know, the Yankees' ability to just get multiple outs from their relievers. Matt Blake talked about, like, that kind of versatility in the offseason. That's going to go such a long way for this rotation. And I know some people are concerned, are they going to overuse these guys? I feel like, you know, obviously guys can get hurt and that'll change my question, or that'll change the way we talk about this. But it hasn't felt like the Yankees have, like, overly relied on anybody in particular. Maybe Holmes, they've kind of pushed it with Holmes a little bit, but he even got 2 days off before he had to pitch it yesterday. And then he'll get another day off before he potentially has to pitch Friday, and he may not have to pitch Friday. Hamilton will have a day off. He'll probably not pitch Friday, or they'll, like, avoid going to him. Loaiziga will be available Friday. Birdie, Gonzalez, Cousins, and Weaver should all be good Friday. The only two guys you look at and go, they might not be available, is Hamilton and Holmes, or maybe Hamilton and Loaiziga if they really want to stretch out the rest for him. The bullpen hasn't been taxed crazy yet, right? Like, they've been asked to do a lot, but it's because of the fact they're able to give you length. You haven't had to go to, like, five or six different guys in one game. And that's such an advantage. It's a huge advantage. It's game-changing. It's game-defining. Now, you know, I would love to see them. You know, I think Jake Cousins, I really do think he's going to be somebody that can help this ball club. I know he gave up that home run, but I am confident the Yankees can figure it out with him. You think of the reinforcements on the way. You know, Scott Efros, Lou Trevino, they're, you know, we don't know what their progress looks like, but we haven't heard anything bad, so kind of assume that it's good. JT Brubaker is the guy who should be back I think at some point during the All-Star break. You know, you kind of hold your breath with Canley because he had a setback, but apparently he's still throwing, so you expect to have him back at some point for the second half, right? Like, I don't think he's going to be out the entire year. That's four guys. And, you know, you want to take out Brubaker and say he's not really a high leverage guy? That's three high leverage dudes. Alex, I think this bullpen is going to be in pretty good shape, and they're going to add probably guys that the deadline. Luis Gil could get moved to the bullpen, or Nestor Cortez could get moved to the bullpen. When Cole comes back, you might add a starter that might move somebody else to the bullpen. I think their bullpen's fine. Look at the depth even, right? Like, you have Warren, you have Beeter, you have guys like Dennis Santana who stood out in spring training, Cody Poteet, Yoenis Gomez. They've got a lot of dudes who can help them out. I feel pretty good about where the shape of their bullpen and the situation they're in right now.
Absolutely. I mean, look, right now the Yankees bullpen is one of the best in the game. They are just a machine. And we're excited to continue to watch Ian Hamilton, Clay Holmes, and all the other guys, Loaiziga and whatnot, continue to impress and hopefully get even better. But guys, always happy to hear your thoughts below in the YouTube comment section. Make sure to like and subscribe. As always, we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.
Perfect.